I can hear you.
What the hell? What is going on? Okay.
I can hear you though. So.
Well, that's good, because apparently yeah. my output is now going through my Scarlett interface. How nice.
Oh, which interface do you have? I have a Scarlett too.
There's my video, so we're even. Except I have a monitor over here, and then I've got, like, the cameras over here. It is the 6i6, I think.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
I have the 18i20, just like a...
Oh, well, which is, like, the fanciest like a... of Scarlett yeah, interfaces, yeah.
It's like a rack almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's your recording setup like? What do you is it all at your house, or do you have like a little studio space or?
Yeah, it's all my house. I usually record at my mom's basement, but right now I'm living at my dad's, so I'm in my bedroom doing everything right now.
Nice.
Worse sound in here than the basement, but like I make do, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah.
I have I just use two large condensers, like shitty $100 large condensers. And SM57s, so that's really it.
Wow. What are the condensers for? Drums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for any like stereo recording.
Just overhead.
Yeah.
What about the kick drum?
Oh yeah, I have a kick mic too.
Okay. Yeah. Is it like a Shure, one of the kind of...
It's a Shure, yeah. A PG, yeah. Oh yeah. I don't even, yeah, it's one of those funky ones.
It's like
yeah,
the L,
even,
yeah, it's the big box.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah exactly, yeah.
I have one microphone, which, oh damn, is this guy. I keep it in a bag all the time. I bought this like 5 years ago. It's an Audio Technica AT2020, and it's a condenser, but...
Oh, I can't even see you. Am I supposed to be able to see you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm here. What the heck?
I think my Skype's frozen,
what is
but...
music on? Turn that off. Geographer is playing now. How nice. my Sonos turned on. but you can't see me at all.
No, I can't. That's but awesome. My Skype is, like, frozen, though. It's, like, stuck and not responding. That's so dumb. I don't know.
Man, I don't... I just... Dude, Skype.
I'm just gonna... I'm just gonna leave it. Just let it...
Whatever. But anyway, yeah. my mic is a... It's a condenser.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the difference between what's large and what's small? What's the diaphragm, or...?
Yeah, it's literally the diaphragm.
Okay.
Right?
It's like how do you know large if it's big?
It's just what they're called, I guess. By the name, you have to go... I don't know.
No. Okay. Mine's...
But yeah...
It's a P48 cardioid condenser, and it's the Audio Technica AT2020, which is like one of the cheapest condenser mics you could buy. It was like $100, but I've had it for like 4 years. So, and I use it for podcasting at first.
Yeah. See, I basically use the same kind of mic, two of them in combination for like any stereo recording I do.
Mm. What do you do for your vocals? Is it just a single
mic?
Yeah,
same mic. Same large condenser, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Do you think they're worth the money? Like, $800 is one of those... Oh, that's an expensive mic. No. I mean, Sleeping at Last, who is one of my favorite artists, uses a... he has, like, this... I sent it to my friend the other day. I think he uses this, like, gnarly $7,200 microphone for his vocals.
God.
And I was like, how could you even get there? That sounds awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's next level. Yeah, I mean, I would say if you have the funds, then why not? But if you don't have the funds, then a $100 microphone is just as good. That's like, that's my logic.
yeah. I think, like... It just depends on your production. Like, I don't know. Some people are really, really good with nothing. Like, they use three pieces of equipment and they make this beautiful stuff, which I'm like, whoa. And that's kind of, so that's what I imagined you had, although you do have like a pretty minimal setup from what it sounds like. What's the gear like? How many guitars do you have and stuff?
I have a Fender Jaguar, modern player. I love that guitar, and a Fender Kingman acoustic, and then a crappy bass, El Degas, I think.
Oh,
my uncle gave it to me. Yeah, my
it's
uncle
one of
gave
those things
me.
You're like, I just use it for bass.
Yeah, exactly. You understand. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no. Like I need a bass. I got that bass, so I'll use it.
Yeah, I got let's see. I have a Martin DX01 or something like that.
Nice.
It's, I mean, it's a base level acoustic guitar, but it's my favorite one I've ever played, so I'm
Sorry, I
happy.
plugged my cable for my headphone. There we go. Okay, so.
I do wish you could see me because I would show you my all my like random instruments that I have. But oh well.
No, I can restart Skype if you want.
Yeah, but then when
Yeah, no, then there's always the risk of like.
Yeah, let's just try it.
Okay,
See what
cool.
happens.
All right,
Okay,
go.
bye.
See ya. Maybe I should. See, they won't even let me quit because it's frozen.
Are you using a Mac?
No.
You're not using a Mac? This is why.
No.
This is
No.
the world doesn't like non-Macs. Although, oh, I think you're gone. Dum 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 dum
Oh, I can see you.
Yeah, you can see I'm not staring at you. I'm looking at the let's see, where'd they go? Aha, there we go. I had questions. I wrote down questions. I asked friends
Oh,
to give
cool.
me questions too, but like I was like, listen to his stuff. And I swear, people, when I tell them listen to stuff, I feel like they're like, oh, I'll go listen to a song, and then they completely forget.
Yeah, they
So
just don't.
I'm just not surprised. But oh, but anyway, I've got this guy, which is what I've been using to make music lately.
Ooh,
Yeah.
whoa.
Yeah. It's fun. It's
Oh, I
like this
do
heavy aluminum thing, too.
know. Holy crap, what even is it?
You haven't seen it before.
No.
Have you listened to Bon Iver's new album?
Yeah, oh my God, yes. I'm in love
So, oh yeah, it's amazing.
with
Some people don't like it, but whatever, they're stupid.
it. I don't understand their love.
But he
What their
made
what world they
half the
live in.
album on this thing. So
Really?
it's from a company called Teenage Engineering, which this is their logo. It's like a little thing, I don't know. It's built by a Swedish company, and then it's designed
Okay.
by a Japanese company. And it's kind of this cool little thing, like the keys on it feel like keyboard keys, like on a laptop, and they make
Yeah.
that kind of sound. And then it's got like a built-in speaker, which absolutely sucks, as they all do.
Yeah.
Like, it's a synth with a built-in speaker. What do you expect? But it has four tracks you can record on, and you can layer stuff on each track. And then it's got a drum machine. It's got a ton of like random synthesizers. I think it has, let's see how many engines it has. Originally, it had like four synthesizer engines, but they just updated it, and it's got the cluster, the digital, the DNA, the Dr. Wave, the desynth, the FM, the phase, the pulse, the
Whoa.
sampler, snapshot, string, and voltage. Voltage is the weirdest one. It literally looks like voltage. It's like a,
What?
it's, dude, this thing's crazy. But it's, I don't know. I used it. I was in Europe for like 3 months, and I made a song a week with this, which was pretty fun. But some
Oh,
of them really
sick.
suck because, I mean, it was all recorded on that. But it's kind of the point of it is it's like a sampler, and you can loop stuff, and you can remix songs. Like you can sample the radio, which is pretty
Oh,
cool.
that's pretty sick.
Yeah. But and it has a built-in microphone, so I like recorded some coffee shop environments with it, which is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. But Bon Iver, I think, so he was saying like most of the album is created on that because you can create really destructive sounds with it, which is kind of I listened to the Eau Claire interview, the really long one, which is him talking
Oh,
to a bunch of
the I
journalists.
listened to it too, the
Yeah,
press conference. Yeah.
it was pretty
Not
cool.
all of it, like the last half, because I wanted to hear him talk about the Harmony engine.
Oh yeah, I didn't listen to the
Yeah.
whole thing, so I guess I missed that part. What did he say?
Yeah.
What's it
He
about?
just talked about how I forget the name of the guy, but he was like he knew this musician dude. He was over at a studio and he had this trumpet line, and Justin watched this dude like make this trumpet line like have three like make into like a three-part harmony pretty much when the program, and Justin was like, oh fuck, that's so sick, I need to remake that. So he got his other, like, one of his, like, buddies that's, like, really, really good at doing that shit to, like, make it for him and to, like, act, like, to, like, create, like, a new kind of, like, Harmony engine that didn't take a lot of CPU power and stuff. And he did it. And that's what he uses live
Interesting.
now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, so live, I was sad to hear, because a few of my friends went and they said that it's not very good live. I know.
You see the videos on YouTube?
I didn't. I was gonna go, okay, so I bought tickets to the Bowery in New York because he isn't coming back to California and he was here while I was gone. And the venue's like 500, so it's sick. Like, that would be the best place. But
Yeah, that's awesome.
I bought tickets. He played like 4 nights there, and I got tickets for the first night. And then one of my friends, or like a few of my friends, were like, we saw him at the Hollywood Bowl, and he wasn't very good. And I was like, oh, okay. I was gonna fly to New York to see him. I feel like that's a little much,
Wow.
but but I don't know, dude. Like, I just
No, man,
couldn't.
from what I've seen, like it's amazing. Like I actually teared up watching Creeks at
Oh,
Paris.
really?
Yeah, it's incredible. It
Let's
was
see.
like, here, I'll send you the link right now.
By the way, the Skype emojis, every time I see them, they're just like extra sad. Like the sad emoji is like just someone's dying.
It's like,
I'm like,
and the
whoa.
happy one's like,
It's like, yay!
the happy, yeah, it's like, oh my God.
I will watch this later. I don't want to do it now
Yeah.
because I have terrible internet and it I'll stop it. There we go.
Yeah, but yeah, just decide for yourself because after watching that, I don't see how you could be like, oh no, he's shitty life.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I imagine maybe it was because so this guy also saw James Blake live and didn't like him because it was too minimal, which I think is strange because James Blake live I've heard is incredible, but
Yeah.
I don't like his
It's all
music that
subjective
much.
though, right? So
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's understandable. Like, I guess it's okay, but it's okay to
I
not
get
like a
I
comment. I
guess.
guess. I
Yeah.
guess.
But anyway, yeah, he used this thing for a lot of that because I think he said during that little press thing, which was like he was in Greece and he had a bunch of anxiety and he was like really
Yeah.
depressed and the only thing he had was that. Which like I
Wow.
mean again this thing is like the size of a keyboard. It's like super tiny. And so I think he recorded Oversoon on it.
Cool.
Because he
Oh,
said
that
he
makes sense
wrote
because of
it.
sampling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
Oh.
he wrote, or I think he said he when he was talking about that song, he said like he was just thinking, I just hope this is over soon. And so he was like
Yeah.
he just wrote
Yeah.
that and then he
Yeah.
recorded like a little thingy for it. And it's funny because the presets on there are pretty unique to the OP1. To like that instrument, so I can kind of tell where he's used it and where he hasn't. But yeah, the sampling and stuff, like a lot of the vocal
Yeah.
chops are from it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, that's the thing. That's what I don't like about it. So you probably won't be able to hear it, but I can try to. Let's see here. Like I recorded, I was just messing with the song. No, you won't be able to hear it because it already sounds terrible. But it's the problem with it is because you loop stuff a bunch. The loops get there's always like chops, like there's a click or something like that, and it
Oh,
just
okay, so
sounds kind of cheesy. Like he did it well.
yeah.
I think he might have like he probably ran it through a what am I thinking? And like just a filter probably, and got rid of the little click at it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bon Iver's a special guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I do have a list of questions. Why did you start making music?
I've been using my whole life.
Really?
Always. Yeah.
So like,
So it's like there's not even why. It's just like that's just the way it's been.
what did you start with, like guitar or piano?
I started with actually just singing and playing drums as a kid. That's what I
Wow,
would do,
that's
and then
cool.
my gr yeah, like I would just like play drums and then sing along to my drumming, like just random melodies that I made that like I'd come,
How'd you stay
and
on key?
I would make up my key, I guess.
Oh.
And then my grandma also had a piano. And then I would just like mess around on that. So I grew up with drums and piano, and then guitar
Okay.
kind of came later. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And so what is Plastic Farm? What's the is it like a reference to something or
Plastic Farm, I think it was just me and my brother. We were like, I was probably like 14 actually when we thought of it, and we were like just talking about GMOs or something. I don't know. The phrase plastic farm came up, and someone was like, "Hey," it was a classic, like, "Hey, that was a good name for a band," and it actually became like a band name. So,
That's
yeah,
different.
it was just random, completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like you told me a little about like what tools help you create and stuff, but do they also give you inspiration or do you get the inspiration somewhere else? Like do the tools kind of play with that?
Oh, for sure, actually. I'm kind of like, I guess diving into that more now than before. I don't know if you've heard of the. Do you listen to Turnover at all?
Oh yeah, Turnover is amazing. I can see how they
Okay.
would be a big inspiration.
Yeah, they're a huge, huge inspiration for me. So, do you know the pedal, the Superego, the synth engine?
I don't think so. Is it
Okay, do you
a
know
guitar
in.
pedal? Or, okay.
Yeah, it's a guitar pedal. Do you know in every like song in that Peripheral Vision album by Turnover, there's like this underlying synth pad kind of thing? That's the Super Ego pedal.
Okay.
And you're very right. Like I was really inspired by that pedal. All pretty much you know what like a freeze pedal is. You just like play a chord and then it just sustains it forever. That's pretty much what the Super Ego is, but you can layer sounds onto it and stuff. So that's.
I wonder how it does that.
It's just, yeah, I know.
It's
It's, I don't know.
magic.
I don't know either. I don't know either. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So how would you
So.
record that layer? Like would you just record the whole track or do you do it and then loop it? Like
So what
what
I
sounds
did,
better?
it's actually on every single song I've recorded for the past year or so. What I do is I actually record it through an amp, and then I'll just leave it on for 12 minutes or whatever, however long I want, and then I'll just chop in the middle and then throw it like another track, and then it'll be
So you
stereo.
just record it and sit there and you're like, yeah, I'll do something else
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Wait for it, and then I put like a lot of like chorusy kind of like vibrato-y filters on, like just mess around with the kind of sound I'm going for it that like represents the feeling or whatever. So, yeah, and
Okay.
then yeah, so very that is a tool that really really inspired me for sure. I mean, Melodyne too is a big
Oh,
one.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of Melodyne, but what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's like. I think it's the most used, like pitch correction, pitch
Oh,
editing,
okay.
yeah, in like in the industry now or something.
It's because you learned to sing with drums. This is why. Or
no,
I'm just
no,
kidding.
hey, that's a good one though. Actually,
Yeah.
the part that inspired me was creating artificial harmonies. So.
Interesting.
Pretty much actually what Bonnie Bear was talking about. So, like copying, pasting like a vocal line and just like making your own harmonies with it, like instead of recording them. And then usually I can incorporate the harmonies by recording them like later. But anyway, yeah, just that really inspired me too. Being able to like layer like the same sound over the note that I've already played and kind of create like a chorusy choral effect.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
See, so it's funny because I didn't. Well, no, I did notice that your vocals are definitely they're very unique. There's like a really I don't know. There's a specific it's the stereo sound of them. Like you can
Oh
kinda
yeah.
they envelop this sort of thing.
Yeah, on the EP, on the plastic, that's what I did. I recorded them all stereo. I don't know, I'm not sure why. That was
So
really
how did you do it?
natural.
You use both mics or?
No, they were just double taked. They were just double take vocals.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm not
It
sure, that
sounds
was
really
really
cool.
natural.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened to be the way. But actually on that album on that EP I didn't really use any of the artificial harmonies. What I did do on that is this was inspired by Turnover 2. I just sang the melodies. Sorry, not the melodies, but I sang the lyrics in like of the fifth of the scale.
Oh, okay.
I just stayed on that note while singing the lyrics, and I double take that too, and then it would be really low on the mix, and then just be this
So
slight like
wait,
fifth just hanging over.
you sang the lyrics on the fifth of like
Of the scale, of the key that I'm in.
Okay. Wait, you just
Yeah.
stayed the same note for all the lyrics.
Yes.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Yeah. And
That's
then I just
interesting.
vary it in the mix.
Okay. Wait, so that's
And I
inspired by
finally,
turnover. I didn't know they did that.
yeah.
Interesting.
Because turnover had the same kind of harmonies. That's the thing. That's what they would do. They would just stay on a note on the harmonies, and it was just so awesome. I was like, why does that sound so good? And I just that's yeah, so.
Yeah, something I like if I compare your songs to Turnover, for example, I think something I really like about your stuff is that it's most of the songs are longer and they leave more room for emotion, which is like Turnover is really good. It's just more so, like just regular songs. Yours are like more movements, which is really cool.
Yeah, see, the because that's probably because the EP wasn't actually that inspired by Turnover at that point. The EP was definitely like Bon Iver, actually, totally.
Okay.
Owen, do you know Owen?
No, now I gotta
American
look.
American football?
Oh, American football.
Yeah, so Owen is this is like the main dude's solo thing. Mike Kinsella. Yeah, that
Owen
EP was super
musician.
inspired by Owen.
All right, well, I will check that out. Like the King of Way or the King of Wise or what's it been out
That
on?
was that's his newest album. I like that actually a lot. That's his like his new stuff that I like is like
Okay.
the King of Wise. I would start with the OG stuff though. How are you? Which
Like
is like
Owen? I mean,
no,
according to
that's a
Google.
different. Well, like yeah, 2000. What's it called? At Home with Owen. That's a you probably like that for sure.
Okay, all
You
right.
should
I'll put that on
At
my
Home with
list.
Owen is an album, and then the EP. It's an EP, and he called it the EP.
So there's split EP. The EP. Got it. All right. Yeah, I'll check those out.
Yeah, you probably like it for sure. That like based on the
Based
stuff
on
that you told me.
turnover and all
Yeah,
those.
and Bon
What,
Iver,
yeah,
yeah.
what do you think of, so I'll bet you, I'm guessing you're like me and you started listening to Turnover on their latest album and then you listened back to the other one. No, you've listened to them.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I
Because
started
I
with
did and I was like, I don't know, like it's just not my thing. Like the new stuff's really good, but the old stuff I was like, oh, this is different.
No, actually, I was a fan of Magnolia first.
Okay,
And
interesting.
then it was funny what happened, Peripheral Vision came out, and at first I was like, I wasn't stoked on it. I was like, what's this stuff? You're changing, like, the classic. And then and like a few months later I'm like, this is insane. And like actually, I'll show you. Do you have Last.fm?
Yeah, I haven't used it in a few years, but I do have
Okay.
it.
I think Peripheral Vision is like definitely my number one top played album, but it has like 2,400 plays, and the next one has like 600 or something.
From
It's like
you?
insane. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I
Yeah.
think, yeah, I usually listen to everything on Spotify, so there was Spotify did this thing, although I think it's only on my iPhone but for some reason, where they said like the top songs you played this year and they, sent them to you and stuff. And I think for me, who was it? Let's see here.
I'm curious.
Oh, Masallen by Bal Maria. Do you know who they
Don't
are?
know it. No.
They're from Texas. Their music sounds like a soundtrack to Europe, at least to me. That's just the kind of
That's
thing.
pretty cool.
But their stuff's really cool. It's mostly instrumental. They're kind of just like a post-rock band with some cello and stuff. It's pretty
That's
fun.
awesome. Yeah. What kind of other post-rock do you listen to?
Probably stuff in here. I would say M83 is post-rock, not their latest album, but some of their older stuff definitely feels like it. I'm trying to think. Because at one point I had like this great list in my head. Like the 1975 even has some stuff that is post-rocky. It's
Oh,
just more pop, I mean, but
their debut album, I've always had a soft spot
Oh.
for.
Oh, Menswear is
I
such a great song.
don't like their newer stuff, but I definitely am a fan of the first album.
I think the biggest, honestly, the biggest artist for me this year, and also probably my favorite post-rock would be Gold and Shadow. They're from Nanaimo in BC.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
not Canadian, but somehow I just know all these things.
That's
No
awesome.
one has heard of them, and they're incredible. Like, they have just this really, really cool they really like to end songs with that distortion is like hanging out. There's a bunch of reverb, and it's just like this huge wall of stuff
Yeah,
coming at
walls.
you. I love
Yeah.
that. I just really love
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. So
But
sick.
yeah. Oh yeah. Let's see here. Oh yeah. Well, how'd you learn to play? To play like drums or whatever you kind of started with, or just in general, how do you learn to play new instruments?
Yeah, so my dad got me on drums as a young kid, and I took lessons for drums like on and off, and I actually got lessons from the drummer of Johnny Clegg. I
Oh
don't know
my
if you know like
gosh.
the band. His name is Derek Devere, and he's like super like big in like South Africa, this like percussion dude. And it's like he was the best teacher, and we're just so lucky that he lives in Ottawa, just happens to live in Ottawa.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I got lessons from him for a long while, and he taught me a lot of good stuff. Piano, I had lessons like for reading music. I really taught myself the piano, and I also taught myself the guitar. That
Yeah,
was
what
yeah.
did you think of reading music? Because I mean, I took lessons at one point, and I just couldn't really get into it, and I always just learned by ear.
Yeah, so piano, I could never do it. Like, I don't know why. It just never came to me. It like never clicked. Just be able to like see music and be able to read it like decently on piano, which has never happened. Percussion, I can read percussion music fine though, like perfectly. And that's probably because one of my drum teachers that I had when I was like 6 or 7, really taught me like how to read percussion. So that's probably why.
Yeah. Do you think that helped with timing, or did practice help more? Because I guess, I mean, reading, you wouldn't expect it to, but like, what is the best way to get into like better timing as a musician?
My bassist for do you know the I have a band called Nighttime in Kansas. I don't know if you know,
Nighttime in
but
Kansas? I did not know
yeah.
this.
You'll probably like this stuff if you like Turnover and yeah. Anyway, we always talk about this because he has like pretty poor timing, not in a live setting, but in a recording setting he sometimes struggles with timing. So
Really is different.
basically.
I gotta
Yeah,
admit,
it's
like
very
it's
different.
very
Oh, for
different.
sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah, and he's the type of person that gets really like anxious and like uncomfortable and not confident when he's in the recording. He just gets so incompetent. He's like, and I'm like, dude, but he's so much better than he thinks he is in that setting.
They always are.
Yeah, bass players, right? But yeah, but he just spends hours on end to a metronome and just playing single notes. And
Interesting.
that's like playing to music, playing to like music you love, and playing to a metronome is like that's what I'd say. Reading music probably doesn't help with like
I'm
timing.
just thinking reading with a metronome. That's the, I mean, because I know a lot of people learn that way.
Yeah.
Versus reading without a metronome would probably be a bad idea because you don't know what the
Yeah,
tempo
especially
is.
well, yeah, if you're by yourself, yeah, for sure. That's you probably wanna, yeah. But if you're in a band, then, yeah, it's different, but yeah, I don't know. I never really thought about that. Like what the difference between, I guess, like having to see music and play it, or just be able to feel the music and play it while still having a metronome in. Yeah, that's interesting. You'd probably be able to, depends on the person, but you'd probably be able to feel more if you like didn't read, because you'd be focusing on the feel and not the music itself.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely some musicians who are a lot better at one than the other, but there's also some who are really good at both, which is interesting. Like some people can sight read super well, and then they can improv like crazy, which is
Yeah.
just it's amazing.
They're definitely harder to find, but they do exist for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you listened to do you listen to jazz at all?
Somewhat. I'm in my school jazz band, so
Okay. Have you listened
yeah.
to like John Batiste, the band leader from the Late Night Show with or is it the Late Late Show? No, the Late Night Show with Colbert.
No, I haven't actually.
He's incredible.
I'll check him
He's
out.
like one of the best pianists out there. And then there's Jacob Collier.
Jacob Cole.
It's like Collier. He has a song called Hideaway, which is
Oh.
really, really good. I just bought tickets to go to Chicago to see him, This is what happens. I have to go any to go like across the country
Oh
to
my
see people.
God.
But yeah, this guy's
Oh, he's a nice setup.
yeah. He's like the king of home musicians.
Whoa. The fuck?
Check out his stuff. It's pretty special. He's like 21. Like, how do you even? And if you when you hear
Where?
his stuff, you'll be like, what? Just because he
No, this is.
recorded everything in his album in his house by himself.
I'm listening to it right now.
Oh, okay.
Where are all these
Well,
instruments like from? Like what the Jesus.
I think if there's like this crazy bird or not bird's eye. There's a super wide angle shot of his studio, and you can zoom in and see all the instruments in there. It's
Oh, that's
nuts. Like
cool. That's
he's
cool.
got this like upright piano. He's got like a little synth over here, and he's got like a tiny mandolin and just like stuff
I know
scattered
he's just.
everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I
People like that.
really want an upright in my room. That'd be so
Why don't you
helpful.
have one?
Oh, it's no, it's my room is downstairs, right? And the piano's in the living room.
Oh. Yeah. What'd you record? So I don't remember. Gosh, I know I should listen to your music a lot more than this, so I know the songs in and out. But I do
It's okay.
remember. I remember the line. It's like, but I'm not gonna do it because it's gonna be off key. But it sounds like when you track the piano, it could be the piano itself or something. But like the hammers are bouncing. Is that your piano or did you put like a delay on it?
Me check. Hold on.
It's.
What do you mean bouncing? Like it's.
What
Is
song
it
would it
like.
be?
I did. There is a delay on it, I think. I'm pretty sure I put a delay on it. Let's
I
see.
keep forgetting I have headphones and I can play this song without, you know, disturbing anything.
Oh yeah, there is a delay for sure.
Yeah, it's on. Let's see.
It's on voices, right?
Maybe. Yeah. I think it's when you go dun 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 dun. It's like it almost sounds like there's a delay or something like that. It sounds really
Yeah,
nice.
there is a delay. There's a
Yeah.
delay, yeah.
Is that the piano in the living room or?
Yep.
How did you track that? Because I wanna record mine in my living room. There's no way I'm getting it up on this floor.
Exactly. So actually, yeah, what I did was I had two of my Behringer B1s, my $100 condensers that I use on everything. Put them up left and right on my piano, and then double tracked it. So I had like two. It was weird, actually. It was I don't know in the end how it really worked out, but there was two on the left and like two on the right. So
Okay.
it was actually double tracked stereo. I really wanted it like really wide and thick, so that's what I decided to do. In the end, I'm like not so sure. It turned out okay, I guess. It was
That's
okay.
interesting. I
Yeah.
wouldn't have thought of recording like that. Because usually when I see people record, they'll have not condensers. Well, no, I don't think they use the condensers. They have I think SM57s or something, and they'll have them like pointed on both sides of the piano. They'll have one at the top octave. Or not top, one like treble, one in bass.
Yeah,
But
that's what I did with the
maybe.
condensers.
Oh,
And
you did? Okay.
I haven't heard of dynamic. Yeah, I did that with but like a dynamic microphone on a piano. I feel like that would just sound really like dark and like muddy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are strange.
Yeah. Guess so. I
Let's see.
have
Oh.
used it for
Oh, so apparently the next question I had was, how do you make those stereo layers in For a Moment when you sing Stay Home Tonight, you force yourself to abide? But I think you answered that.
Yeah, this
Yep.
double tracked.
Just
Yeah.
magic. That's the answer.
Just double tracked.
And let's see.
Oh, do you also mean the harmonies?
I think when I was thinking of stereo layers, when I was listening to it, it was more the width, because like
Okay,
really, I
so
mean,
yeah, it's
your
just
music's
the.
wider than most things, and I have honestly listened to almost all of it with headphones, versus usually I would listen to it on Sonos or I have like studio monitors, but I could really notice it. It like kind of just enveloped the head. I don't know.
That's cool. That's
Something
cool.
like that.
That's cool. No, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But so what's the basement like? What's how do you like recording in there?
It's so good. It's better than a bedroom. I don't know why, but it really is. Like being underground,
Is it
it
concrete
feels.
walls?
That's a really good question. I know the answer. It's in a semi, so like a two house thing. It's just two houses connected.
Oh yeah,
And
okay.
yeah, so in the basement, the separating wall is concrete. It's probably why I like it. The separating wall is concrete, and everything else is just wood.
Okay.
So, and I have those like Orlex studio pad things up.
Oh, the like three-dimensional
Yeah.
ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did the neighbors say? Like, how late do you usually stay up recording stuff?
So I usually stop doing any like loud stuff by like 10. But the
Okay.
thing is I got like lucky as fuck because they're like huge like musician stoner dudes like too. So
Oh
like
yeah.
it works out well.
That's awesome.
They have like band practice every week too, so it's just like yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah, I just like I've always, I don't know, I've never had a basement anywhere I've lived because
Oh, you live in
it's
California?
yeah, it's not a thing in California.
Yeah, it's not
It's
a
really, I don't know what the
thing.
deal is. We have wine cellars, but we don't have basements.
The fuck is a basement?
but like yeah, I've always, I don't know, I've always had that dream because there's a let's see, one of the most the biggest inspirations to me is Adam Young from Owl City.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of like his solo thing, right?
Yeah, he does a
He.
score for each like a, for an event each month.
Cool.
Or like a soundtrack basically. And then he's got all kinds of stuff. He has that. He has Port Blue, which is like an ambient project. He has Windsor Airlift, which is post rock. He has like an actual hardcore band from like 5 or 10 years
Damn, he's
ago.
active.
Dude, he's nuts. Like he's just
Yeah.
that's the dream. Like, but
Yeah,
honestly,
that's
Owl
what honestly
City,
I'm trying to do too.
yeah. Owl City was like all in his basement. Everything else is in his basement, and that's
Yeah.
just I don't know. I kind of like I just want that. That sounds like a dream, you know.
And now actually we're doing renovations in the basement and they're kind of catered towards a studio
Oh
setting.
my gosh. You
So
got like a
yeah.
chandelier.
No, we have glass between two rooms. So for the window, and then we just
Oh,
basically have a XLR. It's just like an XLR rack pretty much that just connects the
wow. Oh,
two
okay.
rooms. So yeah,
Nice.
that's all.
Oh, and then
Yeah.
you, so why are there two rooms? Is one for like vocals and
So
stuff, or?
yeah, one's for a live room, one's for like the mixing. Just
Okay.
because I find the biggest challenge in home recording for me anyway, like the biggest build. It's not the room, it's not any stuff that like it's the space. It's like you just don't have like the right amount of space for all the shit you have. It's just like you just don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah, so that's why really taking up two rooms I think will solve that problem for sure.
So you produce everything yourself, right? Or and then for
Yeah.
mixing, same thing. It's just all you. Does anyone master your stuff?
The EP was mastered by me, which is like not a good idea. I don't trust
Really?
my mastering skills. Yeah.
Yeah, neither do I. But I don't ever, I've never trusted mine. They'll just kind of like throw the compressor on, put a limiter on, and
Yeah,
then like
that's.
gain until it sounds good, and then like
I
turn the
know.
limiter to 0.1 negative decibels, and then it'll be
Yeah,
fine. Then
exactly.
bounce it.
Exactly what I did. I
Yeah.
think actually I ended up sending it to like multiple auxiliary tracks and then like put. But yeah, that's what I did actually. I put a little bit of compression on like six aux tracks. So that's what I heard. If you balance out your compressors, you'll get like a more like less pumpy sound
Yeah, you
because
don't want that.
it's not only one compressor taking all the load and doing all the gain reduction. It's like multiple compressors doing it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sorry, too.
I wonder if I know there's like there's multi-band compressors, which I would imagine would be kind of useful for that if you're using like if you're compressing one track, but yeah, I don't know. So what do you use for a DAW? Because you're not using a Mac,
Pro
so it's not
Tools.
Logic. Pro Tools. Okay.
Yeah, Pro Tools, yeah.
What do you think? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's always like, it's basically, it's, I don't know. is what it is.
Okay.
I just yeah. I started with Pro Tools. Actually, I started with Cubase. I torrented
Oh,
Cubase.
Cubase,
Don't tell
yes.
anyone.
No, I won't
Don't
tell
tell
anyone.
anyone. So yeah, when I was like 11 or 12, I torrented Cubase, and that's where I started like making music. Like I like yeah, and then my dad bought me Pro Tools for my birthday. It was Pro Tools 9 he bought me, and then now I recently upgraded for my birthday present again this year. It was an upgrade to Pro Tools 12.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's, yeah. Pro Tools I've heard is really good. I don't know. Logic is pretty and I like using it, so.
Logic is really pretty. Yeah, really nice. It looks nice.
Yeah.
DAWs to me are just like, they just are all the same.
It's just a tool.
Yeah, exactly.
So like when you're writing a song, do the lyrics come first or is it the music?
Always music.
Why?
I think I write, basically how it works is like I'll write a song, or no, I won't write a song. I'll get like an idea going like on a guitar or piano, and then I'll just think like a melody will pop up, and then I'll sing just like kind of random words, and then I'll just kind of make words out of those random words that I'm singing, and then those are the lyrics.
So do the lyrics
So
mean
like
things, or are they just random words? Are you like tallest
that's a
man alive? You just write stuff that means nothing.
that's the thing though. You find out what it means
That is
after you
true.
write
That
them.
is true. See,
Yeah.
it's so funny because I'll tell people stuff that I write. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, man, it's just whatever. And then like a month later, I'm like,
Yeah.
I know what it was. And they're like, no, you don't. You're lying. You
Oh.
made it up. And I'm like, well, I did make it up. I wrote it. Like.
That's interesting, actually. You figured out what you were writing about
I think
later.
so. It does feel like
Wow.
that. I don't know. And then some of it's like I
Wow.
figure it out and I'm like, I don't like that. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So are the songs that you write stories or are they kind of more, I don't know, like are they kind of folk stories in that you're like telling stories about your life or are they just kind of dreams that you've had?
Yeah, dreams would be a good way to put it. I guess I'm just kind of like an I like to go. I'm inspired by places, so like I like to go somewhere that I like to be, and that gives me a nice like vibe. So like for instance, there's these like train tracks that go through my like behind my mom's house. And like there's this like really awesome part, this like this huge, it's just anyway, it's just like there's these really nice like suburban kind of like areas, and like I really like going there because it has written so much, not so much now, but for the EP for sure, that was a, just being in those places was like a huge inspiration, and like it actually kind of fed feelings for me to make those songs. So like the emotions I kind of tried to capture the place actually in those songs that I was at. So that's like,
Is it also temporal? Like, is there an element of time to it? Does it bring you back to that moment, or?
oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, actually, yeah, definitely. But the lyrics, I'd say they're less stories. The second and the third one to me are just like the basic emo kind of lyrics, like I'm
Oh,
sad and whatever. The first one is also like basic emo lyrics. Actually, yeah, it's also really basic emo lyrics. It's like, this girl doesn't like me back. Oh, and
So what is the line "Stay home tonight, you force yourself to abide"? What does that mean?
yeah,
Do
that
you know
song
what
was
that
just
means?
me. It was just me not wanting to be like. I was just like, oh, fuck all social interaction. Like, I just that was
Gonna
literally what
write
it
a
was.
song.
Yeah, I remember it was actually like. I got like I remember it was like this song had already been solidified, but I was still working on it I worked for a moment I worked on it for a long time, and so it had already been solidified and stuff, but I was still adding stuff and working on it, and I remember like it was so funny because I was just like I got invited to this party, I was like, oh, you should come out to this party, I'm like, what the fuck, I'm not gonna go to your party, and then I went home, I just worked on that song, and then it was like, yeah, so it's just me being like a weenie, I don't know.
Are you an introvert or?
Like, I don't really like believe in the introvert extrovert thing, but like
Okay.
stereotypically, yeah, I'm
Are you,
introvert
yeah, I
for
guess
sure.
just are you social or
Yeah.
do you prefer
Yeah,
it?
exactly. So like I always feel like I recharge by being alone. No, I don't recharge with people. I recharge like by myself.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Let's see. The last question I had was for people who connect with your music, are there other artists you would recommend?
Yeah, for sure. Bon Iver,
Okay.
Owen,
Yeah.
American Football, Death Cab for Cutie,
Oh,
Turnover,
yes.
Cigarettes.
What is it? Cigarettes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Cool.
With I guess let's see. I had a question. Oh gosh, I had like another question in my head, but I don't remember where it went. It's like somewhere out
Oh.
there. I know. Don't you hate
Yeah, source.
that? Yeah. But so I guess just in general, like music is what you want to do as a career.
Yeah.
So you're in school right now, aren't you? Or
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I'm in the 12th grade, yeah, last
Okay,
year.
okay. And you, wow, I didn't know you were that
Yeah.
young.
No.
What are you going to university after, or what's the plan?
No, the
Screw
plan
that,
is
yeah.
just buckle education and work on my craft. That's the
No, that's
plan.
good. That's good. So why is, because you have plastic, you said you have Plastic Farm, and then you have,
Nighttime in
Nighttime in
Kansas.
Kansas. So, why two projects? Like, did the other one start first, or is Plastic Farm?
Yeah, actually, because I've always had a band. Like, I've always been in a band, and I've always written. Yeah, I've always written my own songs. So, it's just been kind of natural for me to be in a band and then to have my own stuff. To write, perform, play in a band, and then also do this, just kind of write music on my own. So that's just always been a natural thing. And the band hasn't stayed the same, like, but it's always been there. But I feel like Nighttime in Kansas is definitely here to stay. So.
Yeah. No, I hear
Yeah. And I actually really like that. It's good, gives you good balance because
you.
working with other musicians is super important. So if you just kind of get like stuck in a rut of your own, like,
Frustration.
sometimes, yeah,
And your own
exactly.
creativity, which is
Yeah.
limited. Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, if you want to do like the whole Justin Vernon, lock yourself
Oh,
in a
God.
cabin in the woods, yeah.
Well,
'Cause
yeah,
like,
there's that, or there's the Grease version, which is get depressed
yeah,
and a
there
bunch of
you go.
anxiety,
That's
which is it doesn't
yeah.
sound nice at all.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Have you heard of his name's Jameson, I don't remember his last name, but Teen Daze is the
Oh, yes, my brother was in the Teen Daze, and he actually showed Teen Daze to
Oh,
me, and I
really?
really liked it. I
He was
really
in the
enjoyed it.
band.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, my brother was in
Canada's a very
the
small
band.
country, yeah. But yeah, he's in Abbotsford.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, he did some like house shows this year. And today he released a like short documentary about his new album, which is about it's called Themes for a Dying Earth, which is essentially just about climate change and what like we'll lose, what he loves, what like various things.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it was interesting to hear his perspective as well. It was like similar to Vernon, but not like it for him, it was performing, had become like on the first week of tour, he was kind of overwhelmed with anxiety, and it was just like performing for him was like super tough. And I think he had a 6 week tour and he made it through, but it was just interesting to hear that that's not a common thing, just like it is definitely a thing. In
Yeah.
that genre almost.
Yeah. It's interesting how you can just go like that from like being fine and then just like having like panic attacks every show. Like that's just like it's really scary too.
Have you played live shows
Yeah.
with Nighttime in Kansas or Plastic Farm?
Both.
Okay.
Next time in Kansas gets a lot more shows just 'cause I guess it's better for like local promoters to have bands play 'cause there's more
Yeah.
draw than for solo artists to play.
Yeah.
So yeah, Nighttime in Kansas gets a more like saturated market, I guess. Plastic Farm occasionally, I'll have a show here and there.
What's the setup like when you do Plastic Farm? Is it just you?
Yeah,
Okay.
but I'm like the last show I did is the last show where it'll just be me.
Oh, okay.
Cause yeah, I definitely want to get a band in there. Cause I'm like everybody last show I did was just like, man, I'm here in the band, like I need to be there, and I'm like, you know what, you're so right. Like I'm the same. Like I just and you're like,
What is
yeah,
it
I totally
like
agree.
when it's just you? Like, do you just play guitar and loop some stuff, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I have this loop pedal, the Jam Man, but it broke. It broke. That's really sad.
Yeah,
It was an
that
awesome.
sucks.
It was a Digitech stereo Jam Man, and it had like four channels. It was like sick.
Oh, man.
Exactly what I needed. Yeah, but it just crapped out of me. So now I just so the yeah the last show I did had no loop pedal. It was just me just like playing chords and guitar parts and just singing. Yeah.
So all the shows have been around Ottawa or Montreal or Toronto, anything like
Nighttime in Kansas did a tour when we released our EP, so we
that?
went
Okay.
to Kingston and Montreal.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I think that's it.
Cool.
I don't know. Unless you have other things you want to say.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, sweet.
Do you have any like projects that you're working on, like any bands
Yeah.
or?
I'm still, I don't, I can't define a sound, and I just get, I kind of have like this ADD where I'll like start a song and I'll be so excited about it, and then I'll stop and I'll be like, no, this sucks. And then I'll start something
Dude, I
else.
had the same thing though, man. I have the
It's,
same thing.
but how do you
And I
finish
like,
stuff?
I well, it's what I. There's like this always a thing in the back of my mind when a song's worth it. I don't know. I just there's I always kind of know when it's like okay, this song has to go to the end. But like when I have a song that needs to, I just kind of know. But there's sometimes where I feel like I don't know. It's you just, man.
Yeah,
It's really frustrating.
for me, I get kind of all like, I feel like I have a bunch of creativity, and when I'm not recording something, or when I'm not like trying to just like actually make the song a song. But then when I sit down to do it, it's all gone. Like, where'd it go? I had all these great piano lines in my head, and I had this cool guitar part which I can't play. And even though I play
Okay.
guitar, like I can't play that guitar part because it's too fancy. And
What
I,
you do then.
what?
When you sit down to jam, you just record it.
Oh yeah, I do
Just
that.
what you do? Okay, well, listen back and then just be like, oh, I'm gonna use this part. I'm gonna just repeat the line that you like and just like figure out, like a melody to it. I don't know.
I hear you. I don't know. Yeah, I think the only so I was originally oh gosh, originally the name for my music was Grey Landing, which was kind of I don't know what that was. I
That was
just made it
pretty cool.
up. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I changed it, which my friend said this one's trying too hard, but now it's Surface Horizon, which I
Surface.
swear it sounds like. Like Manchas on the Moon or dang it, what's the other Explosions in the Sky? Like classic post rock. Like you can't get
Oh.
more post rock than that.
Surface Horizon. That is pretty post rock, yeah. Yeah.
Which is so
I don't know which one I like better.
I know, that's the thing. Like Surface Horizon I felt like was better and I came up with it when I was in Europe when I was in Europe. I also came up with this really weird one when I was in Serbia. I don't know. I swear I didn't hear this because I googled it and there's not a single result. But it was like Dorbachev or something. It was like the most
That's pretty
Russian
cool,
sounding.
actually. That's
But
pretty
like, what
cool.
the hell does that
Gorbachev.
mean? Dude, Dorbachev is where it's got like the little hook under the C.
Gorbachev.
Oh
That sounds
man,
pretty awesome, though. Like,
it
yeah.
does. I don't know, but yeah,
Surface Horizon flows really well. It
it
has a really
does.
nice. Having that like s to the H, surface horizon, like it's just horizon. It's not even horizon, it's horizon, which I like.
I agree. But I don't know, for now I think I just got so serious about it and I was like when I'm done when I'm done with the 3 months in Europe, I'm gonna go like record songs and it's gonna be so exciting. And I was a little too ambitious because I haven't recorded songs. I did, but I don't like them, and so I'm like, okay, well, I think I just need to not be as picky and like it has to happen.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's what you gotta do too. Yeah, you. I find. Do you have you heard my song "Lead Me"?
The new one?
The
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. That song was like. What was I going with this? Oh yeah. So what I did before that song, I was like, I'm gonna force myself because I'd do the same thing as you. I don't know why this didn't come to you when you first told me. I would keep starting songs and just say like, no, this is not even worth it. But what I did was, okay, now every single song I start, I'm gonna finish. I'm just gonna do every single song I'm just gonna finish it till the end, no matter if it's like shit or whatever. And then finally, I came up with Lead Me at the very end of that like thing.
How many
So like
songs did you write?
it was like four or five.
Okay,
And
that's
then
not bad.
actually the same thing with the EP too. I wrote like 9 or 10 songs for that EP, and I took the best three.
Okay,
Yeah.
so you know what's really funny about the EP, by the way? I was just looking at it now and I was like, oh, there's three tracks. I swear there were more than three tracks when I listened to it
Wow.
last. What happened to the other
Wow.
tracks? This, I think it's
Wow.
because they're so long. Like,
Yeah,
I don't
for
know,
sure.
like it just, oh.
Yeah, but yeah, that's interesting.
I thought there were
That's
five.
funny.
Like, EPs are usually five, and I could have sworn there was more on there. I was like, where did they go?
The songs definitely have like different parts to them, like I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be why too.
I love how, oh my gosh. These are the related artists to you on Spotify. Bakers at Dawn. I think that's a pretty cheesy name, honestly. Like, that's try and be indie. Sexy Bicycle.
That is also brand new.
And Why We Run? All right, that's not as indie. Sand Scout? Whatever. What? Forget Gravity.
Oh my goodness.
Then there's one called Hazing, which I believe is a song by by Turnover, but
No, actually, I don't think it is.
it's something like that. Let's see.
I actually like Hazing. I listened to him. I was like, hey, this isn't too bad.
Oh
Because
no,
I
it's
was looking at
Humming is
my
the song, I think.
humming, yeah, humming.
Or maybe I was thinking of like, I don't know. But yeah, I've never listened to Hazing. And then the top one is Midst, which looking at their stuff, I do not imagine that you sound anything like them. But
Yeah, I think the
it says original
Spotify.
mix. Like you just know it's not going to sound
Yeah.
like you if it's original mix. Explicit. They're all explicit.
I think the Spotify algorithms like work differently than like actually what the artists sound like for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more like what people are listening to the same artists. So it's like
Yeah.
the like these people are listening to like the people that listen to Plastic Crime are also listening to Hazing and Forget Gravity and Miss and stuff. I guess. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Well, there's also this one that was like all the way at the bottom of the list. If you look at the whole list, they're called
Yeah.
Space Days, which it
Oh.
looks pretty cool. I'll have to listen to it. He has like glasses on and they say turbo on them.
Oh, I see it. I got him.
Yeah. Looks kind of fun.
No!
What?
This was the guy I was listening to. Instead, not Hazing. It was actually this guy.
Really?
This is the stuff I liked.
Oh, he's similar to Tape Waves. Tape Waves is really good. It's I think it's a girl singing. I don't know if it's like girls or if it's like a whole band. But their album Here to Fade is super good. It's like Turnover,
Cool.
but I guess just girls. I don't know. They sound like Always. Always is a band like it's AL and then VV instead
What
of a
are they
W.
called again?
This one, Tape Waves.
Tape waves.
They're really cool. But I'll have to listen to Space Days. What were you listening to? Do you remember what album it was?
Yeah, it was
Down to the Ground, the new EP maybe.
No, it was the album. It was like the full album. Capture a thing.
Okay, cool. On the list. I have a playlist in Spotify, which is at the top of my playlist list, so I
Yeah.
always have access to it, and it's called Play Later, and it's just I put tons of stuff in there, and then when I'm working during the week, I listen to it, and then I throw out what I
Oh,
don't like,
nice.
and yeah.
Nice. That's
Dude, I
cool.
don't re even remember how I found you. I think it was on Discover Weekly. And Discover Weekly is the best. It is really good.
Have no idea. Do you know how that works? Like how I get added to playlists and stuff? Like
Well, like Discover Weekly is algorithmic. So it's kind of just like people listen to, like, you listen to these guys, and these guys are like these guys. So it's like a sort of radio of
Oh,
everything you listen to.
okay.
So, like, my Discover Weekly won't be the same as someone else's.
Yeah.
But I remember, I think you were on there one week when I was really into stuff like yours. And have you listened to Novo Amor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I love
that's,
Novo
oh
Amor.
my gosh,
He's
so good.
so good.
Also,
Yeah.
Vancouver Sleep Clinic.
Never heard of that.
Oh yes,
I'll check
listen
it
to
out.
that. It's so
I'll
good.
check it out.
That's like, I would say more emo than Bon Iver, but a bit like Bon Iver's
Cool.
Bon Iver album. But yeah,
That's
when I was listening
awesome.
to that kind of stuff, I think you came up and I was like, ooh. And the album art is really similar. Like, it has the same mood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shut up, doggo.
I think I'm gonna go talk to the piano tuner and see how he's doing.
Cool.
So, yeah, man, thanks so much. I'm gonna
Yeah, for sure.
listen back to it and transcribe it into like a sort of written review. And then
Cool.
I was thinking of
I hope
posting the
I.
audio, but you said things about Cubase, and I don't wanna. I don't know if I want to do that. I'll save it and I can send it to you so you can listen to the phone conversation if you
Yeah.
want.
I probably, yeah. If I had known that it was going to be updated, like, sorry, uploaded the audio, I would have, like, probably said some different stuff.
Oh yeah. It's okay. Okay. All right, man. Well, have a good
No,
night.
honestly, you can post it if you want, though.
Okay. All right. I will. No, I don't know if I will. We'll see.
Nice. All right, yeah. Have a great night, man.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Later.
See you. See you.